Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for June 7th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall, and we're going to try to get this episode done quick because it's pouring outside, and I don't want the thunder to ruin this recording. First up today, we have the alleged Google Pixel 3 XL in-the-flesh images, the very first images of the Google Pixel 3 XL supposedly leaked today, showing its notch, its design on the front and the back, and more. It basically looks like pretty much what we expected based on the reports last week and the screen protectors that leaked, but it does show for the very first time that the device has what appears to be the same kind of window design that the Pixel 2 XL has, with a smooth glass top and perhaps a matte brushed glass finish on the bottom. So it looks like this may be an all glass back, which may mean that this phone may have wireless charging. Also, this device apparently carries the codename Crosshatch, which is indeed one of the codenames that we suspected for the Pixel 3 line. Next up today, Google has published its AI principles. Google Sundar Pichai posted the principles over on the keyword today. Basically, they mention that AI should be socially beneficial, should avoid creating or reinforcing unfair bias. It should be built and tested for safety. It should be accountable to people. It should incorporate privacy design principles, and it should uphold high standards of scientific excellence. Basically, these rules or these guidelines come in response to the controversies that have surrounded Google's AI projects as of late, specifically Google's Project Maven, which was a contract with the U.S. Department of Defense for analyzing drone footage, and Google Duplex, which some people just thought was kind of creepy. Finally today, Google is working on support for eSIM and Project Fi in Chrome OS. That's obviously exciting because it could mean that a future Pixel Book or a future Chrome OS tablet of some kind could have eSIM and support for Project Fi for getting cellular data and getting a connection anywhere on your Chrome OS device. So that will be helpful to a lot of people. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, live tomorrow morning.